Hi, this is Variety Shunavir for Kashi Media Podcast Live, giving you an update on our listenership list. Woo-wee! We're up to 76 countries listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live with Variety Shunavir, the daughter of Florence Ballard, Nicole Renee Roslin. Everyone called me Ros when I was growing up. Ballard, thank you. Y'all so beautiful. I'm blessed. I feel so blessed to be heard globally, around the world. My voice that beautiful and pretty, y'all. Y'all like my voice that much? Oh, y'all make me feel so good. I feel so good. I'm blushing. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't stop smiling. Oh. You know, I try so hard to be positive, but we have some days on these segments. Like my last few segments, I've been focusing on the R. Kelly trial, you know. He's my childhood friend, but you know, hey, I still try to be positive. I try to be uplifting in the darkest hour. I try to at least show some love, you know, throw out some mantras out there, some Taoism mantras, you know, some Buddhism, you know, to get people to feel good. And I'm not saying to go out and run out to be Buddhist or anything like that. I just like the mantras because they, you know, they remove blockages. They're about healing, you know, trying to remove financial blockages, people going through things with the COVID. They're not working. So I try to be so uplifting. I try to be healing in my own way to the universe, to the world, you know. So I feel that's one of my callings, is to be uplifting. Because, oh my God, I just like feeling better myself when I do something. So I like other people to feel better too, you know. So I just want to say thank you. Some of these countries I've never heard of, and I have to look up on the internet to where they are, and I'm going to pronounce their country name the best way I can here. But starting off, America, USA, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Brazil, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Ireland, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Algeria, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Russia, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Japan, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Germany, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. United Kingdom, UK, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Israel, woo! I try to keep it real, you know it. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Canada, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Spain, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Italy, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. China, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Morocco, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. France, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Egypt, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Romania, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Netherlands, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Switzerland, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. India, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Nigeria, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Panama, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Mexico, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Philippines, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Mozambique, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Colombia, Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Czech Republic. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Argentina. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Belgium. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Singapore. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Ghana. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Sudan. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Australia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Syria. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Lebanon. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Norway. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live in Burkina Faso. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Cameroon. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Sweden. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Benin. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Guatemala. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Ivory Coast. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Costa Rica. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Gabon. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Dominican Republic. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Puerto Rico. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Saudi Arabia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Uruguay. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Hashemite Kingdom. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Hungary. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Denmark. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Tunisia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Kenya. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Portugal. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Taiwan. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Brazil. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Did I see these already? Got so many of them. Uganda. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Germany. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Colombia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Peru. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Slovakia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. And let me just make sure I got everybody on my list. Let me see and make sure I got everybody. France. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Russia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Philippines. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. And Malaysia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Dominican Republic. We have you already. And I said Nigeria, right? Nigeria. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Thank you all so very much. I am so blessed to be heard around the world in all your countries. Thank you for allowing me to be in your homes, your headphones, heard in your car, download, streaming, podcasts, internet radio, everywhere. You can also find an audio version of my podcast. It's on Akashi Media Channel 1217. And our WordPress is akashimedia.wordpress.com as well. And if you'd like to ever see me an email, you may do so at akashimedia which is A-K-A-S-H-I, Akashi. And Akashi means beautiful. Akashi means beautiful in Swahili. And so I try to give you beautiful media as much as possible. And so you can read our WordPress. It's also on akashimedia.wordpress.com as well. And if you ever want to do a sponsorship and send us a donation, you can do so by going on our website to akashimedia.anchor.fm. And we're also on SoundCloud. We're on Apple. We're on Amazon Music. We're on Google Podcasts. So wherever you might want to donate or do any sponsorships, just push the button for sponsorships and downloads. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. And this is Variety, the Spice of Life. Chenevere, also known as Nicole Renee Ballard, the daughter of the late Supreme Florence Glenda Ballard, my mama. Thank you so much, and continue to listen to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Take care. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Till next time. Hi, this is Variety Chenevere for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Getting ready to give you an update on our listenership. But first, before I go into our listenership, I wanted to say that I have been so grateful to all of the listenerships that Akashi Media Podcast Live has accumulated. And as of today, I am being heard in 76 countries. I am so grateful to be able to touch 76 countries of listeners. Almost 100 countries, and I hope to be by 100 before December. I am blessed. I thank you for allowing me to come into your headphones, your home, your downloads, your listenership, your streaming, however you reach me. I am so grateful to be a part of your life. And my purpose, and one of my purposes I feel, is that I want to be a healer in some format to people. I believe in reincarnation myself, and my belief, I like to practice Buddhism and Taoism, because these two practices are all about healing. It teaches how to heal yourself. They have great mantras. They have great mantras on forgiveness. And today I want to take the time to read some mantras on forgiveness, because my friend that I grew up with, R. Kelly, Robert Kelly, is going through a lot. With his conviction, he's been convicted of some sex abuse that they said has taken place with him. I've known Robert since childhood. I know his past. I'm aware of some things that took place in his life as a minor. Things that I even saw myself. And he's still my best friend. I'm not going to turn my back on him. I can't, because he's a part of our tribe. He's an Igbo like me. He's Nigerian like me. He's Ghanaian like me. He's Cameroon like me. He's Native American like me. He's Indian like me. And I love him. I forgive him. And I know that he's been through a lot in his life. I respect him because he made it out of the projects without committing the crimes of being a drug dealer, being a murderer, a killer. There's a lot of great things about Robert Kelly that I know about. He's always been a laid-back guy. He's always been quiet. He's always been within himself, a person who keep things to himself. And I knew about things dealing with his reading. I know there were times I didn't see him in high school. His family were nice people. His grandparents lived on the same block as my grandparents on Pinehurst Street in Detroit. I know his aunt and his uncle, who were twins, Ike and Irene. They lived next across the street, but next door to his grandparents. We lived on the same block as Kevin Little, who lived across the street on the corner near the Jeffrey Freeway. Otis Williams lived on the block from the Temptations. Dinah Ross lived across the street. And so we had a lot of different people that lived actually in the neighborhood. You know, my mom had different homes around the city as well. I'm Florence Ballard's daughter. My mother was Florence Ballard from the Supremes. She was the founder of the Supremes. And so I grew up around a lot of things in Motown. I saw a lot of things growing up as a kid. You saw the Mafia, you saw Young Boys Incorporated, you saw the Black Panthers, you saw the Earl Flynns, the Al Capones. You know, there's a lot of things that we saw as kids growing up in Detroit. There was a spokesperson in New York City said, oh, his organization was ran like the Mafia. Well, you know, the Mafia made all these cities, big cities. And without the Mafia money, these big cities wouldn't be where they are. Trust me, believe that. Y'all needed their money. Just stand on y'all feet. So when people try to hate on talking about the Mafia and all that, y'all needed their money. Believe that. Y'all needed their money for that, for y'all cities to grow. Vegas, Chicago, New York. All y'all need some type of Mafia money to do what y'all do today. So, you know, that's just how it was. So you got kids who are offsprings that I know that are Mafia children who grew up that I know. They're not Mafia kids as far as breaking the law or anything like that. They got regular careers and jobs. We have an understanding that our parents are our parents. We are not our parents. We are of our parents, are part of our parents. They're another part of me. And but we don't have to follow in their footsteps of things that they did and took place. But we do understand how some of our parents who were in the Mafia, they were real dirty, mean, or they were really get down about a lot of things in different ways. They were tough. But and we talk about those things, you know, but they're human beings and they're people who have lost their parents. They're people who have parents were not really parents, weren't there for baseball games and things like that. But they try to do things differently in their own lives, you know. So and that's basically it. We all human. We all have a different journey in our lives. We all come through a mother and a father. We don't know as infants or unborn children or newborn children what kind of parents we're going to have, what kind of family we're going to have. We don't know if we're going to have love, give love, receive love, or anything. We just don't know. You know, our parents don't know us when we're born. We don't know them. It takes time. I know people who lost their parents, their mother, after birth, after giving birth to them, so they never had a mother. I lost my mother at 9. Robert lost his mother when he became successful, right before he became successful or just signed his record deal. He lost her. So he poured a lot of his heart and soul into music. I know he did. He's been accused of a lot of things dealing with relationships. When you lose a parent and you have a mother, you see abuse and things like that, people tend to have a tendency to not really know how to love or show love or receive love or give love. They just learn on their own, or they suppress problems that they had and things that happened to them, and then it comes back out again, and we don't always get that help we need. And then sometimes when we get the help we need, we kind of feel bad about it, you know. And sometimes you don't want to sit down and talk to a therapist because they look at you crazy, and you don't know if they're really getting you. You know, you don't know if they really understand you. So you got to find people sometimes to understand you. Sometimes you just got to go to your own secret closet, your car, and cry. You know, you got to just pour out your heart in private and just ask God or Allah or whatever to help you. Why me? You know, and just try to figure out why me, and keep asking until you get an answer. You know, I feel sorry for men who can't see their children and have to pay child support. I got a friend of mine who has been laid off work because he got a job to pay child support, and it caused him homelessness. You know, I feel sorry for men who go through so much. I feel sorry for men who go to prison for being late in child support when they ain't got a job to pay child support, but then they lay you off so you can't pay it, and then you end up in jail. It's just a stupid system, period. You know, so I'm really big on men leaving the United States and going somewhere else so they can try to get their life together and do what they need to do. Because as long as there's a system like that, you need to go find somewhere else. You know, Robert, I really want Robert to move back to Nigeria and Ghana or something, because in those countries, you're looked at as a Nigerian and who you are as your ancestry. You know, there are different countries that don't see a man violating anything when he's marrying someone of a younger age. My grandparents got married at 14. My grandmother approved of my aunt getting married at 16 to a 21-year-old, but he had a job. My uncle and aunt got married at 16. You know, and their marriages last about 18 years. You know, they had like one or two kids, or maybe one or three kids, or something like that, you know. And it's not, it doesn't mean that it's always going to be bad. It doesn't mean that a person always going to be taken advantage of. You know, some people just find love early and they know what love is. But when you're marrying for money, it's not love. It's something that people are trying to gain, you know. But success is nothing if you don't have anyone to share it with. But sometimes we have to take our time and just try to, I've always been told, take your time, niece, take your time, by my uncle. And sometimes we just have to take our time to get to know the person that's in our life, our friends. I've always found out when you get to know a man as a friend, you get to see what kind of woman he has. You get to see what kind of relationship he has. He get a chance to tell you what kind of marriage he had, if he was divorced. He get a chance to tell you what life was moving away from his family that he married, and then move away from another state, being a father at a distance, having to wire money in Western Union. You know, all kind of things, being a man who doesn't work, but the wife made more money, just all kind of things. You get a chance to know your friends. And sometimes all of us don't always fall in love and be more than a friendship. Sometimes we just love each other as a brother. And sometimes our relationships become, it's predictable. You know, this is not going to work. That's not going to work. And I did that with Robert and Floyd Mayweather. I looked back at some things and I said, I got my feeling or my vibe on this, but I'm going to stay in my lane and I'm not going to say nothing. But sometimes now I feel like I should have said something. Because neither one of them probably would have ended up in jail had I did that, you know. But as a friend, I could have just sat down and said, this is my thoughts and view on this situation here, and I'm kind of feeling this. Are you feeling it? So sometimes it's not good to keep a closed mouth with your friends. So if you see something that you feel going on with your friends, sit down and talk to them, you know, and just have a conversation. Say, do you feel this? Do you see this? You know, do you see where this is going, or something like that, you know? So with all that being said, and there's victims that say they've been victimized by R. Kelly. Well, R. Kelly has also been a victim too. So, I'm going to say my mantra today from Taoism. And it's in my book that I always read from, Divine Transformation, which is a book by Dr. Shah. Here it goes. It says, soul power. Say hello. Dear soul, mind, body of divine rainbow light ball in divine rainbow liquid spring of divine soul, mind, body transplants. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. You have the power to clear my soul, mind, body blockages. You have the power to offer divine forgiveness for my mistakes in past lives and this lifetime. You have the power to offer divine forgiveness for the mistakes that my ancestors and I have made in past lives and this lifetime. We are very grateful. We cannot thank you enough. Dear all souls whom my ancestors and I have hurt or harmed in all of our lifetimes, we love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please forgive my ancestors and me for our mistakes of harming you. We sincerely apologize. My ancestors and I have learned from our mistakes. We will serve humanity and all souls unconditionally. Please forgive us again. We are very honored and grateful that you can forgive us. Dear all souls who have harmed me in any of my lifetimes. And I also want to say, Robert, who has harmed Robert in his lifetimes as well. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. I forgive you completely and unconditionally. Please accept my forgiveness. Mind power. Visualize the divine rainbow light ball and divine rainbow liquid spring of divine love. Soul, mind, body transplants shining in your message center and whole body. Sound power. Divine rainbow light ball and divine rainbow liquid spring of divine love, soul, mind, body transplants. Clear my soul, mind, body blockages. All souls whom my ancestors and I have harmed, please forgive us. We are extremely honored and appreciative. Thank you all. Divine rainbow light ball and divine rainbow liquid spring of divine love, soul, mind, body transplants. Clear my soul, mind, body blockages. All souls whom my ancestors and I have harmed, please forgive us. We are extremely honored and appreciative. Thank you all. Divine rainbow light ball and divine rainbow liquid spring of divine love, soul, mind, body transplants. Clear my soul, mind, body blockages. All souls whom my ancestors and I have harmed, please forgive us. We are extremely honored and appreciative. Thank you all. Divine rainbow light ball and divine rainbow liquid spring of divine love, soul, mind, body transplants. Clear my soul, mind, body blockages. All souls whom my ancestors and I have harmed, please forgive us. And all souls whom Robert Kelly has harmed, please forgive him. We are extremely honored and appreciative. Thank you all. Continue chanting repeatedly, silently, or aloud. Divine love clears my soul, mind, body blockages. Thank you. Divine love clears my soul, mind, body blockages. Thank you. Divine love clears my soul, mind, body blockages. Thank you. Divine love clears my soul, mind, body blockages. Thank you. Divine love clears my soul, mind, body blockages. Thank you. Divine love clears my soul, mind, body blockages. Thank you. Divine love clears my soul, mind, body blockages. Thank you. How. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just wanted to say these divine mantra of forgiveness because of the hurt and pain that people are going through with this trial with Robert Kelly. People who have felt victimized, but there are people who have also hurt him in this lifetime and past lifetimes. And when I mean by past lifetimes, even as a minor himself, as a child, he has been hurt and disappointed by others as well. So, me, I am speaking out and praying this mantra on the behalf of our ancestors, because he is an ancestor to me as far as being a part of a tribe of Nigeria, Igbo tribe, and he is a human being, and forgiveness shall be granted on both sides, from those he hurt and harmed, and those that hurt and harmed him as well. Thank you. This is Variety Shunavir for Kashi Media Podcast Live. Thank you for listening. In my next segment, I'm going to be saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to my new list of listenerships. Thank you.